9 rounds of golf for $90?
Yep. The Minnesota Golf Passport is back and available now at TomBernardShow.com. As a Golf Passport cardholder, you're entitled to 9 18-hole whole rounds of golf for just one low price of $90. Supplies are limited, so just go to TomBernardShow.com and type keyword passport. A $300 golf value for just
$90?
Now you got it. TomBernardShow.com. Keyword passport.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app. And anytime, on demand, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. Right on the nose, too. What do you think of that? AJ's running the board. Right on the nose, we appear. 7 o'clock. That's all I'm saying.
AJ is very talented.
Well, there's no question. There's no getting around it.
There's no getting around it.
I appreciate that. I feel like I was in here yesterday and Amy may have done something to test me today, because as soon as we get to 7 o'clock, of course, the show open just deletes out of the log. Yep. So now I'm scrambling. We've got a couple minutes of silence. Listeners across the country, across the nation are like, where is the Tom Bernard Morning Show? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're here.
We're here.
I get a call from Brazil. I don't know how to speak Brazilian, but I would repeat what they said. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Of course, Brittany's back. We did hear why you didn't show up yesterday.
Yeah.
We reported it on the show.
Why are you telling everyone I'm pooping? What does that even mean?
That's what I was told. You couldn't come in because you had to poop. That's what I heard.
I wish life was as simple as I was pooping. I wish Go-Go, I feel like a monster. So I took her to we went to the mall on Sunday, walking around with Julia. And we were having a grand old time, and she was kind of fussy. And then I put her down at like 3 p.m. for a nap. When we got home, she woke up, could not open her eyes at all. Like, had that like thick pink eye stuff. So I'm like, gulp. And actually, Amy was the one who was like, bring her into urgent care and then can get her on meds right away. And we did. And not only did she have pink eyes, she had a double ear infection. So I felt like a monster.
Oh, nice parental skills.
Thank you. I learned it from the best.
I learned from the best, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about it. So yesterday, Amy Daniels filled in for you. And we never did decide, since I don't work for, I'm like a partner in this show.
Yeah.
Is she still my boss?
Yes.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's everyone's boss. She's Amy.
So I have to do whatever she tells me? Is that what you're saying?
You're going to anyways.
I'm worn out.
I know you are. So am I.
But I got a call yesterday from Doc up in Pipestone, or near Pipestone anyway. When'd you guys get Kathleen Turner on the show? Because Kathleen Turner's got that raspy voice. My mother, Kathleen Turner, and Amy Daniels all sound exactly the same.
Oh, that's funny.
And see, my mother, instead of yelling at me, she didn't have to yell at me. All she had to do was go, "You're in deep trouble." I went, "Oh, Jesus.
You'll rue the day you were born."
You'll rue the day. I'm here to tell you it's true. In any case, we got a lot of stuff to catch up on. And as a matter of fact, I should probably do this because this is a good idea right here.
Mm-hmm.
A little weather coming up right after this. $1,000 Tom Bernard App Contest winner Nick Bachman of West St. Paul won the $1,000 Tom Bernard App Contest. Nick won $1,000 for downloading the Tom Bernard app and registering. Right now, if you get the app and register, you will be in for $10,000 Pick Your Prize drawing the end of March, and that is only 3 days away, so we're coming up on it, no question. As far as the weather is concerned, the weather, sunny to start, then increasing clouds with a flurry, especially in the North Metro. Now they're saying the highs, because I saw it was going to be 37, but now they're saying it's only going to be 34. Tonight, clearing and cold, a low at 12. What do you mean 12?
Yeah.
Well, it gets worse than the low Wednesday night's 10.
No.
Oh, stop.
Okay, now Thursday, a mix of rain and snow developing, which is not good, but a high of 40, a low of 33, so that snow is not going to hang. Andy told me that you've lost about 2/3 of the snow already.
Yeah, it feels like we're heading in a positive shift.
It seems like it, so that's good. So, yeah, so here's the deal. 30 today, 40 tomorrow, high of 40 again on Friday with some mixed rain and snow during the day, 40 again on Saturday, 50 on Sunday, though, sunny and 50 on Sunday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is gorgeous, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Depends on where you look because it's clear in either 12 or 15 degrees right now. They can't make up their mind. It's bouncing around. I guess that's what's happening. But so, yeah, that's the deal. It's still March. And again, when spring starts on June 20th, and I didn't say summer, I said spring. Uh-huh. Anyway, yeah, it's never nice until June 20th. There are nice days, but consistently nice, it's mid-June, right?
I'm with you there. And also, like, I think I can speak for a lot of Minnesotans, like, I don't need it to be 70. 50 is even exciting, but like, Let's just keep it above 30, okay?
Yep.
Let's just
no, I agree.
Keep the ball in the air above 30, and that's all I'm asking for, peeps.
Are you clapping for yourself?
Yes. I thought it was a really good speech. I haven't been around really adult humans for over 24 hours, so.
That'll do it. Yeah, that'll take care of you right there. There's no question about it. So in any case, things are – it's kind of interesting because I literally have gotten down to the point I can do about 30 to 45 second intervals of watching the news on national television.
Yeah.
I can't last more than 45 seconds. 30 to 45 seconds. And I tune in this morning. One of the channels is covering the Nashville shooting. And the other one's still bitching that Trump is not in prison. Which, again, if he deserves to go to prison or he's found guilty, then he should pay the price. I couldn't agree more. If he broke the law, he should have to pay for it. But I just... There are other people, as I look back in our history, that didn't go to prison for what they did. And I'm thinking, holy Christ, we should have probably, maybe now is the time to show everybody what a horrible thing the presidency of the United States can be, depending on who's in there. Because you look back on some of these people, and it's like, really? That guy was president? Jesus. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you go from school shooting to Trump needs to go to prison. Let me be very clear. I'm not defending Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form. If he did something wrong, he should have to pay for it. If I did something wrong, I should have to pay for it. Like working with Britney, I should have to pay for that.
You do every single day.
Huge mistake. Huge mistake is all I'm saying. Right?
I'm saying you pay for it every single day.
I have since you were 17. No, actually, you were what? You were 21, weren't you?
I think I was 20 when I met you. I was
20.
Because okay, I wanted 20. To lie and tell them I was 21 to go to Vegas.
Oh,
so
yo, that's.
I wanted
that's
to go.
That's why I thought you were 21.
It's just funny to think back how badly I wanted to go to Vegas, and then I spent my whole career going constantly.
I have to go to Vegas again?
I know. But now I'm kind of fiending for it because it's been a while.
Well, you know, I'm going to work on that because, of course, the world has changed because everybody sues everybody now. So these trips are hard to put together to explain to our listeners. We'd love to do a road trip to either Vegas or Key West or whatever. Uh-huh. But people are acting so badly now that most likely somebody would get drunk and we'd get sued.
I agree with you, and I had a thought.
Sad. It's sad.
It's so sad, but I did have a thought. You know how we were like... hinting at, like, what if we did Disney World? Like, it's a terrible idea, but it's also an amazing idea. Like, there are shows on My Talk, like, Jason has a podcast about going to Disney World. So, like, what if we teamed up with Jason?
And well, he was there the same time I was.
I know, and he has...
But I invited him over to have a drink at the hotel, and he didn't even text me back. So, you know, there's going to be trouble there.
No hurt feelings at all.
Okay. Sounds like good. You let that one go real easy.
Yeah, he's really cash.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
ruining my team up with this.
That's what I'm telling you.
Well, I'm working on it. I'm just putting it, I'm manifesting. I'm manifesting that and a cat. So both things currently.
Well, there you go. You're working really hard. There's no getting around it.
I'm a busy person.
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do have to enter into these things, to talk about these things. And it just breaks my heart to have to do it.
Yeah.
What drives a person to go to a school and kill 3 9-year-old children? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
He killed three adults. Now, is it a man to woman, woman to man? I don't know because
I think it's a woman to a man.
So she was born a woman, now she's a man.
I believe so.
Okay. Because I try to avoid these stories about dead children. It drives me nuts that people kill our children. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
3 9-year-olds. They had to kill 3 9-year-old children, then they killed 3 adults as well, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have a question. I had 4 brothers, I now have 3 because Troy died, unfortunately. I have 2 sisters. If one of them started, you know, buying a lot of fatigues and rifles and stuff, I'd go, hey, why don't you sit down at the kitchen table and let's have a talk? What the hell are you doing? Why didn't anyone notice this? Because apparently it was going on for quite some time, this manifesto stuff and all that. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know. I would hope that you'd hope that there's no warning signs seen and avoided, whatever, and have those hard conversations. Like,
yeah.
But you don't know what goes on in houses. You just have no idea what goes on in people's heads and what goes on behind closed doors.
Are they that stupid? Is that part of it?
Oh, I mean, the lack of perspective in the
right.
level of stupidity. I mean, it's beyond.
Right.
I saw this story yesterday, you know, it was going on yesterday, and I was just like, how do you not cry? How do you not?
Like, oh, absolutely.
How do you, nowadays, you send your kids to school and the idea that you won't see them again, like.
I know. But again, how do you, okay, so you wrote up a manifesto, and this has been going on their computer or whatever for a few months, has it not? Or longer than that, I think. How do you wake up one morning and go, you know what I'm going to do because people are so mean to me or my life sucks so much, I'm going to go kill not one, not two, but 3 children. How do you get there? How do children have to pay for your miserable life? Explain that to me.
I don't know. They're just babies.
How do you get past, I'm going to go intentionally shoot 3 children? How do you even get there? I don't understand it. I really don't. You know, if I wanted to shoot somebody, I probably wouldn't make it so obvious by showing up wearing fatigues, you know. That'd just be me. But I just, it's the sadness of it all. I understand that, the person's crazy. Obviously, they're nuts.
Yeah.
They never bring that up anymore. You ever notice that, though?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, there's, like, the tiptoeing of it all. And I also, I don't know if we'll ever understand this mind frame. Like, I think that that's one thing we're gifted with is the inability to tap into this mindset.
Yeah, well, we can't. We could. And again, when I grew up, my father was mentally ill. I've seen some of the things. Now, my father never tried to kill anyone that I know of. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I'd know if he did because it probably would have been me because he and I didn't get along too well.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that if my father wanted to kill somebody, it would have been me. And I'm not even kidding around about that. It probably would have. He used to parade around the house because I have a brother, Terry, who's 9 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And he would always refer to me as Tom. And he referred to my older brother as my number one son.
Oh, my God. And you're like, you can have that title.
Oh, absolutely. I went, hey, good for you. You get to be number one son to this nut job. Good for you, Pally. So, look, we all go through things. I don't know what you could possibly go through to decide to pick up a rifle and go kill people. I what has to happen to you? Because we all have horrible things that happen to us. People treat us like shit. I don't know why they do. But you got to get over. You're on a tough road. I understand a lot of people go through a lot of tough things and no doubt about it. Why don't we look to help people rather than turning it into, I'm suffering, so I must really harm you? I don't understand that part. How is it your fault that my life is miserable?
I don't know. And like the lack of perspective, I don't know how you get there. I just don't.
I've not read many stories about this. Has mental illness shown up in any of them?
I don't know. I look at, I was watching the updates as they were happening yesterday. I was you know, it's like you do that thing where you go, should I watch this, should I not? And then you feel like a monster for avoiding it. You feel like a monster, you know. So
yeah.
The things I was watching was all very factual. I don't know what, but I it's hard to avoid assuming that.
You know what really pisses me off? They tore down St. Joseph's Church down there on 11th and 4th is where it was. I don't even know what's there anymore. It's probably a bridge or something now over the over 94 or I don't know what the hell it is. But St. Joseph's Church, I will never forget. I'm sitting there in church and I hear my dad start talking. Now, my father hated going to church. He grew up Baptist. My mother grew up Catholic. So we went to, you know, Catholic Mass. And my father, I don't remember him going more than a few times, though. I got to be honest with you. Uh-huh. And, of course, the one time he went, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear my dad, he's talking in the middle of the church service, right? He's talking. Not loudly. He's like, yeah, no, I understand. No, I understand what you're saying, absolutely. No, I feel the same way. But he's talking in that tone, right? Uh-uh. You know who he was talking to?
Who?
The signs of the cross.
Nope.
He was talking to a statue.
Nope.
Okay, Dad, you know that's a statue, don't you?
Not where I want to hang. Nope.
No, it is not. But as a child, I could not have been more than, well, let's see, we moved up to St. Anne's for seventh grade. So I couldn't have been more than about 10 or 11 years old, I think, when that happened. I can't remember when he was hauled off and then came back and then... He kind of popped in and out there for a while before he just disappeared completely.
Did you ever have a time where you was like, you know how parents are kind of like a safe space or like where you know that they're whatever? Did you ever have a time that you didn't know he was unwell or like didn't know like that you felt like he was or was confusing because you wanted to go to your dad for things?
Well, the only reaction I had to it, because he wanted nothing to do with me, is I took that very personally. Like I said, he would praise my brother. It's not my brother's fault. I'm not blaming Terry for it. It was what my father did.
Yeah.
But no, I literally cannot remember more than a couple of minutes of happy times with my father. And I'm talking literally minutes over a 10, 12-year period. He was seriously mental. First of all, I need to mention, and this does happen. Did you ever see the movie A Beautiful Mind?
Yeah.
That was my dad. He was a brilliant man, very, very smart guy. He was trying to develop magnetic force, which would drive... He wanted to make a car that was driven by magnetic force.
Wow.
And he was working on that in like the 1950s, I remember. And the thing about it is, whenever he'd work on it, at the end he would cover it up with a bed sheet so no one could see it. Ah! So listen, the only reason I'm bringing this stuff up is, yeah, I didn't like it. And I thought, well, you know, was I victimized by my father? Yeah, I was. There's no question. But I don't hang on that. You know what I mean? I decided that's my dad. And here's me 180 degrees away from that. I don't understand this. I'm a victim mentality. I will never admit you victimized me. No, even if you did, I would never admit it. Right?
I mean, yeah, there's something to working through it. You can't compartmentalize it. You got to, like, work through it and move on. And at some point, there's accountability. Because our interactions we have, I don't think many people walk around thinking they are the villain. And you have to keep that in mind, the perspective of it all. And you're right, Tom. Like, if you can use that towards something, if you can learn from it. You know, you guys talked to Craig yesterday, and he's from a family with people who are deaf people. And he used that to fuel him forward and how what an opportunity he had to work on his impressions and all these things. And it's like, I just, that mental illness piece, man, that's scary. And I think you were really lucky for tapping into that early on and saying,
oh yeah, I think so.
Like, this guy is not well, because I think your heart would keep breaking to this day if you didn't tap into that.
It still does. There's no question. I wish my dad would have been a normal guy and I would have had like a normal childhood. But once again, it's not, oh, poor me. I got what I got. I dealt with it. And now let's move forward. These sugar tits in the United States know I'm a victim. You candy ass. Why don't you grow a pair, for Christ's sake? Yeah. What do you think?
No, I mean, I in so many words, I agree with you. I
see, she almost said turds again. Did you notice that, AJ?
Yeah, it's a theme from yesterday.
love the theme. So here's what I'm saying. Do not claim to be a victim. Don't tell anyone that you feel like a victim, unless you're really a victim, I suppose. But everybody thinks everything is victimhood now. Anything you do to me that makes me uneasy, oh, my God, I'm a victim. No, you're not. There are victims. Once you look back and study World War II, you want to talk victimization? Once you look back and study every war that's ever gone on, victimized the piss out of people. So we can't keep pushing people. Once again, if this person, do they know their name yet with the name of the shooter?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I had it right here.
I haven't seen it yet.
I put it on our news stories list.
Oh, you did? Okay, I'll click over there and get it.
It's Audrey.
Audrey Hale, 28.
Audrey Hale, 20 years. So Audrey was a man and is now a woman. No, is that correct?
I want to say it was the other way around, but a lot of news sources right now are just using Audrey Hale or Hale and continuously for the pronoun, just using.
I know yesterday when I watched nightly news around like 6 o'clock or whatever, it was a transgender woman is what they said, transitioning from male to female.
Oh,
right.
But
right.
That obviously information could have changed as like new information right. comes out. So that is just what I heard as of like 6 o'clock yesterday.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, what?
I said, thank you. I'm sorry. I said it the other way.
No, whatever. We're trying to find out things together. I didn't know which way to go with this whole situation, but I have a hard time believing that this person developed into the being they were before they were killed by the police, that nobody in their family noticed there was something a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They didn't notice that? I mean, you have to be showing some signs that you become very... First of all, you bought an assault rifle. That's one indication. Let me put it this way. If Andy ever bought an assault rifle, I'd drive over to the house and go, Andy, let me put my arm around your shoulder. Let's have a talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just, why this stuff goes on and on? Do they just get ignored, do you think? Is that what it is? People just don't pay any attention to them?
I don't know what it is, and I'm scared for any assumptions made. Like, I don't know. I think this person, we have to look at it as this person is mentally ill. Like,
yes.
And we don't get to say it, right? I mean, I guess news things don't get to say it because they have no idea. But you and I have opinions. And I'm telling you right now, this person is mentally ill. Like, you can't do what you did without a huge disconnect.
And if somebody knew that, why didn't they take care of it? Well, I will tell you this about my mother. My father went off the deep end and started attacking his father, my grandfather, which, by the way, is the only time I ever chose my dad to fight because I disliked my grandfather more than I disliked my father. So I had to choose my dad to win one because I didn't like my grandfather anywhere near as much as I hardly liked my father.
What's the saying? The enemy of my enemy is my friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, there you go.
There
That's
you are.
Exactly right.
The art of war now.
But we've got to get away from this. I'm a victim. Everything now is you're a victim. Oh, my God, I'm being victim. No, again, I would never even if you did victimize me, I wouldn't admit it. No way. I give you too much power by admitting that kind of thing. You look very weak when you do something like that. To me, anyway. That's fair, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just to
me.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break here and be right back. I know I started rambling, but I cannot tell you how sad it makes me feel that there are 3 9-year-old children that'll never see the light of day again. All over this. What could be possibly that bad that you shot 3 9-year-olds and 3 other people, too, by the way? I don't know what could possibly happen to you for you to do something like that. And it's getting more and more common, is it not?
Yeah, it's a scary world, and it's, yeah.
All right. So, sorry. Look, I know... Two things on the same show. We start the show with two things, really sad story, and then we're suffering through the fact that Britney's back. So it's been a tough start.
Sorry, everybody. I would like to formally apologize that my pooping seems to have gone away. for the time being.
Who loves you more than me? That's what I want to know.
Get out of here.
All right, we'll be right back. Right now, MyPillow has a massive closeout sale happening on their all-season slippers. Listeners continually make the My Slippers the number one selling MyPillow product. And I have a feeling you'll want to, here's what you want to do. You want to stock up now when you hear this offer, and you'll find out what I mean by stock up. When you use my promo code TOM, T-O-M, you'll get all-season slippers for $25, regularly $149.98. That's over $120 in savings. Limited 10 pairs at checkout. Like I said, there's the part. 10 pairs at checkout. These will sell out. Trust me, my slippers have an exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. The patented layers make these slippers ultra-comfortable and extremely durable, which is a good thing. They help relieve stress on your feet, and you can wear them anytime, anywhere. They also come in a ton of additional sizes and all new colors. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to grab a pair of the all-season slippers for $25, regularly priced at $149.98. Limited 10 pairs at checkout. Enter promo code TOM for this incredible offer. These won't last long, so order now.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-330-1991. That's 1-800-330-1991. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-330-1991. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Tom here. For years, you've heard me talk about my friends at North American Banking Company. They have great online and mobile banking options, plus friendly employees who are always ready to help. And with their location in Maple Grove now open, it's even more convenient for me and my family. Go visit my friends at any one of their six Twin Cities locations or go online to nabankco.com to learn more. Why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
7:27 now, 27 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's going to be 40 later on. What, is it 40? Let me check this to make sure I got this right. 34 it's going to be for the high today. Sunny to start, then increasing clouds with a flurry, maybe with a high of 34 today. High of 30 tomorrow, but then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's going to be 40, 40, and 40, and on Sunday it's going to be 50. Take that home with you.
Woo-wee!
Now, I was thinking about your Disney idea, doing a show in Disney World.
Yeah.
I just got my credit card bill, because we were at Disney World last couple of weeks ago.
Gulp.
And I want you to know, I got the bill and I opened it up and I said, Catherine, did you buy a jet?
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay. I don't want this trip to be unaffordable. So I feel like Disney's off the table. I want people to go. I say this is what we soft launch. There are ways around this. I'll talk to you about the illegal aspect that I wanted. Hit
illegal.
Up. Yep. I'm fine with that. I haven't gotten in trouble in a while. My record can take it. But like,
I love it.
We got to do something close to home first and kind of soft launch this idea.
I think it's a great idea. I think we should go up to Brainerd, maybe do a 4-day deal up in Brainerd this summer. I think it'd be wonderful.
That sounds awesome and beautiful. Yep.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
So we just have like a water tasting party that we just happen to do a podcast at.
You know, I do think that people just sit by their phones and wait to text things, because I get texts as I'm saying something. It's like, Jesus, you got to do it rather quickly. Somebody did bring up the fact that I can't remember the name of the bar, but it's a very famous bar up in Brainerd.
Mm.
And this was about 15 years ago. There was some new beer. It was a honey something beer. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like Honey Vice or whatever.
Like a Honey Vice or something like that. It was really, really good. But my friend Chris and I were up there playing golf, And we're just going to, you know, hang out for the whole weekend up in Brainerd, play some golf. Wonderful golf up there, as a matter of fact. So this guy said, oh, you should try one of these new honey beers. I think you'd love it. And I'm going, yeah, what the hell? I'll give it a whirl. 3 hours later, we ordered two more, and the guy looked at Chris and me and said, we don't have any more. And he said it in a kind of like a harsh fashion. Like, you guys drank all my honey beer.
Oh, my God, you monster.
Oh, we were having a good time. There's no getting around having a good time up in Brainerd. Brainerd is one of the most fun places I've ever been in my life. It's just a wonderful spot.
It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous place. I mean, there's a lot of really cool spots around there, that's for sure. And, you know, I could have been to that bar that you were talking about, but I have no recollection of it, which makes me feel like I did go to that bar that you were speaking of.
I think it starts with a Z. Is there a famous bar up there that starts with an X or a Z, something like that? I think it's a Z.
I don't know.
Zimmer's Honey Beer. Is that what it is?
Yep, nailed it. For sure, that thing that you just said.
Yes, that's absolutely it. But yeah, I maybe that's the way to start. Maybe do a little. I still want to do some appearances. I think we're going to appear at the State Fair this year, which I haven't appeared at the State Fair in years. So that'll be fun, I would think. We'd start, I'll start working on getting some stuff together because it'd be a good time. I just want to get Bilski up there and play golf up there with Bilski. That's all I'm saying.
I love how I love the idea and the concept of, I know you would put on a fantastic show and it'd be great because everybody would love to see it, but also the side factor of, I also just want to go out and play some golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nice little decoy.
Guess who I saw?
It really is.
Guess who I saw at the Mall of America on Sunday?
Who's that?
I saw Charmin.
Which Charmin?
Bilski's from Charmin.
Bilski?
Yeah.
You saw Charmin Waxberg?
Yes.
I love Charmin.
And her husband, Scott, at the mall at Nordstrom Rack. And it was like crazy. It was out of nowhere. And I was like, I was so excited. But yeah, so.
I'm telling you, flat out, every time I'm sure the phone rings and Charmin looks down and sees me and is like, oh, what is it now?
Yeah, Charmin is Bilski's like right-hand woman. She pretty much runs the place.
Okay. Bilski's sleeping in his office. She's doing all the work.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like every time I've gone into his office, he has like a blankie hidden in the corner, and I was like, I'm on to you.
Greatest.
She's always hard at work, you know, like fire and smoke coming from her fingers as she types. So, yeah, she is a treasure. But, yeah, she seems to run North American banking, that's for sure.
I talk to her all the time. Charmin's a great person. No doubt. Well, Bilski doesn't hire assholes. He just doesn't.
I know.
That should be his slogan.
I can't get a job there.
Well, yeah, you tried. And he said, forget it.
Working on
that.
He
gave you the head fake. There's no getting around it. But in any case, I don't understand what this means, so I'm just going to click on it.
Oh, great.
Weed shop shut down for illegal Wonka bars. What's a Wonka bar? I don't even know what that is.
Do you remember from Charlie
Chaplin,
Charlie
yes.
And the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, that's
like Willy Wonka, right?
Yeah.
Wonka, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go, okay.
Is the movie called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I think the original one is called that, and then the newer-ish one that was like Johnny Depp did the role, I think they changed it to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory or something like that. They changed the name. So you're right and wrong at the same time.
Weird. Yeah, I'm having that like brain moment where I go, am I remembering this correct?
Well, you were.
And so they had these Wonka bars that if you had the golden ticket in it and they're just iconic looking. Well, they decided to, I didn't read the article. I just saw that they made those into, added a little weed to it. And they are in a little bit of trouble doing so.
They added weed to it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I mean, not Wonka. I think the weed
shop.
No,
it's a smoke shop.
I don't even know if Wonka even exists.
No.
I bet
no, Wonka doesn't.
I bet you Kristen Burt would know if Wonka exists. She seems like she's on the beat.
We'll ask her. There's no question about it. Here's what I don't understand. Task Force shuts down smoke shop selling THC-infused Wonka bar. The cleverly packaged but unlicensed treats came in both jelly donut and M&M flavor. Well, what's wrong with that? Let's go.
I would love to know what jelly donut chocolate tastes like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't care for that. I don't think. Hmm. Chocolate jelly? That sounds weird.
I probably would eat it.
I don't know. You know who's weird, though, is Kristen Burt. That's who's weird.
Agreed.
I'm going to jump in on this Wonka conversation because we have another Willy Wonka movie coming this year. It's coming out at Christmas, December 15th, right around there. Timothy Chalamet is starring as Wonka. And that's it's just called Wonka this time around. So it, I think it gets shorter and shorter every single time we do a remake.
Just W for the next one.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's W, right? That's it. But so if you thought if Gene Wilder wasn't enough, if Johnny Depp wasn't enough, you've got Timothy Chalamet coming your way.
So you think it's going to be good?
You know what? Timmy is very popular, especially with the ladies. I think that this one will do very well.
I was the only one that could see the little shimmy that Brittany just did when
the ladies. Okay, shimmy. I mean, he's cute, but he also feels like a child all the time to me. So it's like hard for me to be like, he's hot. He's cute.
He's a Gen Z. That's the Gen Z ones. They are like all about Timmy. It's not even Timothy. It's Timmy.
Yeah.
Timmy.
Cute Timmy. So he is one. And you will see, if you go on social media, you will see all these like little memes or like him walking down the red carpet and he gives a look and people slow it down. Like he is dreamy to Gen Z right now.
You know, it's interesting. I just realized I know a bunch of Tims. But I call one of them Tim Stanley. I call Tim. The rest of them I call Timmy. Timmy Laudner. Timmy. There's only one Tim in my life. Everybody else is a Timmy. Why is that?
It's a cute nickname.
I like Timmy. Tommy. Timmy. You know.
Yeah.
That's the whole deal. So in any case, do they call you Chrissy when you were a kid?
They did not. I was always Kristen or KB. KB is a big one.
Why do you always bring that up? Because Catherine is going
to
be
peeking through
the window at any
moment. I know. Well, I like to torment you. If you're not near her, you have to be near me, and there you go.
I know. It's just my life. I'm doomed.
You are doomed. But I think you also doomed Disney. We were talking about it yesterday. They got back to everyone, said you did not spend enough money at the gift shop because they are laying off 7,000 people.
Oh, no.
Rounds. I know. It's tough.
Is this across around the world or just in America?
It is across the world, but it's across three specific divisions, which is going to be Disney Entertainment, ESPN, and ESPN should not be a surprise because Disney has struggled with ESPN for quite a while, and Disney Parks. So they're going to do three rounds, but the first round does start this week. And this is sort of where we're seeing the mark of Bob Iger come into play in the post-Chapek era.
Well, that guy almost destroyed Disney, that Chapek idiot.
Yeah, I mean, he just was not the right person for the job at a time during a pandemic when obviously the parks were struggling. You can see my cat, too, by the way, in the background.
Hey,
I see you with your arm behind you trying to, like subdue the beast. Oh, there you go. Yeah, she's free.
She's free. But the thing is that the parks were struggling, especially for Disneyland. They were closed for over a year. We have to remember that.
Whoa.
And then when it did open back up, it was at a very big reduced capacity. So it took probably a solid year before they were at full capacity again.
Yeah, that's a very, very sad situation. And what really pisses me off, and then we're going to, I doubt we'll ever find out what the real story is. But if you ever did find out that this was all BS, that it was just a way for some people to make money and thousands of people died, I mean, I just, good God, why do we do these things?
I don't know. I really don't know. But I think, you know, we're all feeling the effects of the pandemic in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, yeah.
We're, three years later or so. And have they declared it and have they lowered it? Was it endemic or epidemic? Epidemic. Is it epidemic?
Epidemic, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know.
Endemic is what Brittany is to this show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you're feeling better, Brittany.
I was never sick, Kristen.
Oh, no.
It was Go-Go, my little 10-month-old.
Yeah, baby.
Had pink eye. But
I believed the fake news.
Tom told everybody I was like, not even sick. He told him I was pooping, like as if like I just took like a long lunch to just go to my own house and poop.
Well, I'm like, oh, you were at the Mall of America. I'm like, oh, did she get food poisoning?
No. Nobody was harmed in the making of my weekend, okay? Except Gogo. She had a pink eye and double ear infection, so we just...
And she wasn't even pooping.
She wasn't even... Well, she's always pooping, to be honest.
Right, she's a baby, yeah. But not like in the way where
nobody was dehydrated.
Oh, I'm so proud of myself.
You're the worst.
I know. I believed all the fake news. I thought you were verified in my book, and now I realize you are unverified. Fake news.
Unverified. That's
unverified
so great.
You. Like, people... like Elon Musk is unverifying everybody on Friday.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes,
on Twitter.
She's fine, though. Don't worry about it.
One other Disney news that came out yesterday, and I actually am excited about this. Disney is going to remake the Aristocats, and Questlove from the Roots is going to be directing. And a lot of people haven't seen the Aristocats because Disney pulled it from its catalog in 2021 because one of the characters is racially insensitive toward East Asians. So it hasn't been seen on Disney Plus. But they're going to do a live-action remake, which I think will be really interesting because the music of that animated film, which came out in 1970, is so good. And if anyone's going to do it justice, Questlove will.
Well, that's magnificent. See, that's how life should be, don't you think?
Yes. He's an Oscar winner. He can do it all.
Well, that's very, very true. No question about it. Everything else is good in your life, though?
Everything else is good. Staying out of trouble here in Los Angeles.
Oh, no, I have to ask you about something.
Yes.
Did you hear about this Merseyside Beach claim? Did you hear about this?
Mm-mm.
It's hilarious. Beautiful Merseyside Beach slammed for its cold sea and it's too sandy. We've gotten so bad as a people now, around the world apparently. I don't want to go to the beach because it's too sandy. Really?
Oh, that's so funny.
I
just
want to be sandy itself.
1-star review.
Yeah.
Too much sand.
Too much sand.
Is that what you
back.
Read?
Yeah, it's a review a person gave at the beach. And you know it's going to be good when a review starts out saying, I would give this 0 stars if it was possible,
yes.
But I couldn't. They made me give at least 1 star to this beach. Far too wet, far too sandy. God.
And salty as well.
So, I just couldn't get the sea salt aroma out of my nose. It was terrible.
All right. So the two things you go there for would be the salty sea and the sandy beach, and you hate both of them.
You should stay in the hotel pool.
Yeah, there you go. Stay at the hotel pool and shut the hell up. How about that?
Well, the pool's a little wet as well, so watch out for that.
It smells like chlorine.
Why is this all blue concrete? I don't like it. Let me settle down.
You don't want to know what's floating in that jacuzzi either.
Ash, Jesus.
It's true.
That's nasty as hell.
Don't want to do any one of those like bacteria tests.
Would somebody explain to me, because apparently, I don't know. I've never given it a whirl, but... Why would you want to have sex in a hot tub?
Oh, who wants
That's
to have
what I'm saying.
You've probably been drinking too much. That's my guess.
Who wants to have sex in water? Like, no. I don't think... Not. It logistically never works out. Like, you read a book where they do it, and you go, oh, that's hot. And then the moment you try, you're going, why are we shoving any more liquids anywhere?
I agree.
Thank you.
That is a visual.
Thank you.
You get no argument from me. Yeah, to close out that story, a beautiful Merseyside beach has been criticized for being too sandy and too cold. There's no shortage of areas to drink in the stunning views of Mersey's enviable coastline, with beaches in Crosby, Formby, Ainsdale, and New Brighton, to name but a few. There's something to suit all needs, with some beaches akin to quaint seaside towns reminiscent of days gone by, and others offering huge expanses of gold sand ideal for long, leisurely strolls. So this is a beautiful... I'm looking at pictures of it right now. It's beautiful. I mean, this beach just goes on and on and on, and the ocean waves are coming in, and there's surfers coming in, and it looks absolutely... You go there, and you stand there, and all you can think to do is piss and moan about everything.
Like, where do you even write reviews of beaches? Like, how do you even, how does that even come in your mind? Yeah, like, why would you Yelp?
Google, maybe Google. Google has reviews.
I mean, like, that's you're working real hard.
Yeah, how can you not be, How can you not be happy standing there watching the ocean waves come in, this beautiful beach, easy on your legs because it's a little cushy. I mean, it couldn't be better, but this person hates everything about it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I really don't. I'll never understand people. Any good new movies coming out, Kristen? Because Catherine and I have been on a really hot movie streak. We've watched about four movies in a row that we really liked. What the hell is the problem?
Well, that's good news, isn't it? I mean, we're really starting to see the tide turn in the post-pandemic situation at the box office, as well as what's available on streaming. And, you know, a lot of these layoffs that we're seeing, and we touched upon this a little bit, there's a lot of layoffs coming. But a lot of the streaming networks and a lot of the studios are focusing in on quality over quantity. And that has been the big issue. They just dumped whatever that they could to keep people engaged over the last 3 years. And now they're focusing in on better quality movies that we want to see.
Yep.
And I keep saying it, but I'm like, April 5th, Air, that is going to be your next good movie. And maybe you'll even go to the movie theater to see it.
I love going to the movie theater. That's the other thing. If they started showing these movies in movie theaters for more than a couple of days, I love going to the movies.
Yeah,
so let's go.
But there's still a lot of good TV to watch. Have you watched White Lotus yet?
I watched a couple episodes. As soon as the guy had to show me his wiener on the air, I'm like, no. That was the first episode, wasn't it?
They're doing season three. They announced yesterday that it's going to take place in Thailand. The first season, because they tried to figure out how to shoot a TV show in a very contained space during a pandemic. They shot it at the Four Seasons in Hawaii. Last year was the Four Seasons in Italy. This year it's likely going to be one of the Four Seasons in Thailand. And the theme this year is a satirical look at death. So we've taken a satirical look at money, a satirical look at sex. It's death this time around.
Death. Okay.
And we will how they do without Jennifer Coolidge in the series. So
I will tell you one thing. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
I just was going to say she was one of the reasons to tune in. Anyone who watched White Lotus.
Oh, okay. I know you got to hit the road here in a second, but I just got to. One thing that I love about streaming, and I do love streaming because so many great things have appeared. And by the way, Jeremy Renner's coming back, and I'm really, really happy to hear that because American.
He keeps everyone up to date on his medical progress, which is good. It's going in the right direction.
But last night, Catherine and I were sitting around watching. So we watched. There's two episodes of City on a Hill left to watch, and then that's over for all time. And Catherine just loves it because everybody on the show is a flaming prick. She just loves that about it. You know? It's like, okay, honey. So why'd you marry me again? I forgot. Anyway, we're just sitting there, and all of a sudden, you know, you get all these different choices pop up after you watch the thing. You go, you can watch this, this, and this. And a best of Monty Python is available on streaming now. I don't even know what, I think it's on Hulu, but I can't remember for sure. 55 years ago, that stuff first hit television. But I think it's actually longer than that now. It's getting close to 60 years ago. And that show is as funny today as it was 55 years ago. My God, that show is funny. Do you watch Monty Python at all ever?
I haven't in a long time, but in high school, I went through a Monty Python phase, and just a flesh wound, just Monty Python and the Holy Grail, I lost it. We were watching it in school, and could not stop laughing, like to the point the teacher was like, go to the restroom, collect yourself, take a breath, take a sip of water. I mean, I was crying. It hurt so bad. Look it up on YouTube. The just a flesh wound moment is amazing.
There's one scene where Michael Palin is playing the leader of the Spanish Inquisition, which is funny in and of itself, and he has to keep leaving and coming back in and delivering his message because he keeps screwing it up. He wants it to be this intense, threatening message, and he keeps screwing it up, so he has to walk out and close the door and then open the door and rush in and try it again. It was very, very funny.
Take 26.
Take 26. All right, sister, we will talk to you tomorrow, correct?
We'll talk to tomorrow, and then I'll see everyone in the family at noon Central
Time. Oh, to noon today with the family. I never get rid of you. What's that all about?
You tried to get rid of me, and you couldn't, and so you brought me along every day to make it worse.
To make it even worse. That's exactly right. All right, my dear, we'll talk to you later on today.
You bet. Bye.
Thanks a lot. KB, ladies and gentlemen, Kristen Burt, Catherine Brandt, Kristen Burt, and now, of course, Cola Bikini. will be our guest coming up in, about 8:50? Is that when he's on?
Yeah.
8:50. So 3 KBs in one day. I don't know if I can take it. What do you think?
I mean, I didn't even realize that. Yes, you're right. You're KBing it up today.
I am KBing it up. There's no question about it. In any case, things in the news this morning. I'm trying to find some lighter stuff. You think it's a good idea, or am I just wasting my time?
No, we got some good stuff. AJ put the 2023's most and least stressed out states on our list too, so I think we should check that out too.
On the Tom's News Stories?
Yeah. So we got.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll jump into all that after the break. I think that we got some uplifting ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not taking a break. Forget it. Just because you announced it, I'm going to veer away.
It's like secretly, I'm doing that because I really have to pee. Not poop. I have to pee.
Oh,
that's what they all say.
Okay, goodbye.
I cannot tell you how much I love the fact that Kristen thought you actually had to poop all day.
What even is that? You are the worst human I've ever met.
The greatest of all time. Here's my impression of Brittany. You ready?
Okay. Good day, sir. I'm leaving. I'm walking out of the room. Goodbye.
We will be right back with 2023's most and least stressed out states right after this.
Hi, I'm Mike Bryant. The latest statistics are out for 2022, and although 48 states, including Minnesota, have texting and driving laws in place, many American drivers still take part in this dangerous practice daily. According to the National Safety Council, cell phone use while driving led to 1.6 million crashes, and nearly 309,000 injuries occur each year from accidents caused by texting while driving. Scariest of all, over 3,000 deaths are caused by texting and driving. And these are only the numbers that have been verified. Who knows how many more there actually were? The bottom line is this. In Minnesota, we have the hands-free law in place for a reason. To keep you and those around you safe. The simple solution is please don't text and drive. It's against the law. By practicing safe driving habits, you can break the cycle of distracted driving.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Tom here. Why should your business work with my friends at North American Banking Company? Here's Minnesota hockey legend Winnie Brown of OS Hockey.
North American Banking Company has really allowed our business to grow over the years because whenever we have a question, we have the convenience of being able to walk in, or we know exactly who to call to get things done.
To learn more about North American Banking Company, go to nabankco.com. That's nabankco.com, or visit any one of their Twin Cities locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples, and I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.